investing in people. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. There are hundreds of angel groups across the U.S. and around the world, affluent individuals looking to invest their personal money in business startups. What are they looking for when considering where to invest? David Reed, executive director of an angel network, says it often begins with an evaluation of the startup team.
What their experience has been, particularly their startup experience in entrepreneurial trenches, as opposed to simply managing businesses that are already scaled.
Angel funders often look to see whether there is a significant problem that needs to be solved in a market, and whether the company has an effective solution to solve it.
That it's large enough. And sometimes that means it's a very innovative or disruptive technology. We are very eager to see large markets because there is a financial component usually associated with a major pain point, should be a large potential market that's addressable.
Reed says the company also needs to be scalable and have a balanced business model.
That the business is using its capital efficiently and is planned to squeeze out more and more juice from each orange.
Additionally, the team needs to be coachable and have thought about an exit strategy.
Especially for angel investments, this is critical. Does the company really have a logical path to achieve liquidity and produce a substantial return for the angel investors and for the team on the risk that the angel's capital has put into the company in the beginning?
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.